Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator who owns Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. I'm grateful to be here.
Velvet's a real pro, and she's keying us right into our topic this morning of gratefulness and gratitude. And would you agree that, and the positive effects of gratefulness, would you agree that gratefulness is not particularly fashionable these days?
I think it's a practice. Yeah, I think that's why it's not fashionable, is that we've gotten into this idea that the more I do and the more I look like that I suffer, the greater I am. But in reality, it has a negative effect.
Well, I think sort of with it, people are very aware of ways in which they are put upon,
yeah,
and pushing back against that. And it almost feels like if you're grateful that you're not aware of your true circumstances. But, yeah, you know, and especially in this society, most of us have a lot to be grateful for.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that too, right? About that vision of what do you call roses, rose colored glasses. Yeah, exactly. But if we can find the small things that we can be grateful for, that actually increases our awareness for greater gratefulness.
Right. So there's been a lot of research done on this.
Absolutely.
And there's one in particular from UCLA that has mentioned, Velvet shared an article with me on this. One from UCLA says the attitude of gratitude changes actually the molecular structure of our brain, mm-hmm, and makes us healthier and happier. So this is not just a sort of a airy kind of a thing, but it has actual physical effects.
Absolutely. Scientific research proves that prefrontal cortex expands and moves into that expansion. And when you have that, there's better choices that can be made. You feel better consequences are going to happen from that. So it's really important that you're having that constant gratitude to affect the brain. But really, when we look at gratitude, we're looking at the heart frequency. That heart generates from that sine wave. And when that sine wave is able to emanate outside of the body, some great things can happen around you and for you.
Well, that's an important part of this article, that this actually not only has an effect on the brain, but also on the heart.
Yeah.
Says a person who is feeling positive emotions like gratitude, love, or appreciation, in that person, the heart beats out a message which determines what kind of signals are sent to the brain.
Right.
And you mentioned the sine wave-like pattern, which is a regular motion.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually, in terms of the heart rhythms, gratitude, mm-hmm, has a positive effect.
Right. And we have to remember, and maybe a lot of people, this might be something new to them, but the heart is a magnetic field, and it's generating 10 feet outside of the body. So if you think about it as a magnetic field, that whatever the heart is feeling, that's what it's going to now bring back to the individual.
There was one particular study that I'm flipping through. Oh, yeah, this is, again, from California, and a lot of great research happens at the universities in California. This was at Cal Berkeley. Three different groups. One group was told to write one letter of gratitude every week and send it to another person. A second group was asked to write about their deepest and negative experiences.
Yeah.
And then one group did not write anything. Mm-hmm. And the people who wrote the letters of gratitude had significantly better mental health,
mm-hmm,
as measured in the study, for several months.
Right, exactly. So that's why we have done an article one time before about gratitude, and that is why a gratitude journal is so important, because it will actually begin to transform not only your brain, how you feel, and what your experiences are going to be.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, who is our wellness commentator, and Velvet owns the Balanced Nutrition business in Rockwall. There's a line in this article says you can't fake gratitude.
Yeah. Well, so I think I understand what they're saying there, but I think that if you can just begin somewhere, and what that article is saying is that if you don't feel grateful for, like, maybe this pin here, right? You know, you can't fake that, but find something that you are grateful for.
This comes back to your a word that you're fond of mindfulness.
Yes.
And being aware of the things that maybe you ignore, maybe you're not appreciative of, but there's a lot to be appreciative of if we think in those terms, if we're mindful of those.
Right, exactly. So just start somewhere. You know, if you're just grateful for that you woke up that morning, be grateful for waking up. If you're grateful that you get to take a bath, be grateful for taking the bath. That doesn't say that you have to be grateful for everything in your life, because some things, let's just admit it, you know, sometimes sad things happen, bad things happen, right? But we can find the good in it. But that doesn't mean that we have to be grateful in that moment.
This comes back. It reminds me of the old thing when I was growing up that mothers would say to their children who didn't like what was on the dinner plate, there are starving children in China, and you should be grateful for this wonderful meatloaf that I have put on your plate here. But there's something to that, isn't there? I mean,
yeah, the parent really is saying, be grateful for your abundance.
Mm-hmm. As it says at the beginning of this article, in some parts of the world, people are grateful for a drink of water, mm-hmm. a pair of worn-out shoes, and someone else who has all the necessities can be found complaining. And that's certainly true of a lot of us in our society. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee
Thank
with
you.
Us again. Dr. Velvet Womack with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall, our wellness commentator. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.